Joining me now is a very good friend of mine. Oh, we've been friends for years now. Becky Gerritsen, she and I certainly have one thing I think forever in common is that we are adamant enemies of the Crimson Tide. We both think that Nick Saban, as well as the Crimson Tide football team, are spawns of Satan. But I'll talk about that another time. Becky Gerritsen, my good friend, welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. Thank you so much for being there.
Oh, you bet. It's so great to talk to you.
And I certainly hope that you and your family are well. Tell Eric I said hello. Becky, we have a situation now in Alabama that I think that America can take a lesson from. And I do believe my producer, Michelle, she told me that you were forming a movement there in Alabama to speak to what's going on nationally as far as Judge Roy Moore is concerned. Please tell us about your opinion and your take on the Judge Roy Moore fiasco that's going on.
Well, I am so thankful for you having me on and would love to let the audience know my perspective being on the ground here in Alabama. First of all, if you go back to the primary, Mitch McConnell put in, I don't know, I think it was $9 million against the conservative to knock him out of the race. And we ended up, Judge Roy Moore was running, as well as Mo Brooks, who is currently serving in the House, and Luther Strange. It was really a three-way race going on, and Mitch McConnell just destroyed Mo Brooks with $9 million because they thought that Roy Moore would be easy to defeat in the runoff between him and Strange. And this, what is happening now, is so obvious that it's a hit piece. And I will tell you, Judge Roy Moore has served for almost 40 years. He has run for the Supreme Court in Alabama. He's run for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. He has run for Governor of Alabama and has won for Chief Justice and Justice. And if these accusations were true, I believe they would have come out at that time. Or in 2003, when he tried to remove when they wanted to remove the Ten Commandments and there was a big fight against Judge Roy Moore. Or last year, when they were trying to remove him from office because of his stand against homosexual marriage. These accusations, when people were on the bandwagon to get rid of him, they might have even been believed. But no, you didn't hear anything from these so-called accusers until now. And I'm appalled. His supporters here in Alabama are not buying it. They see it as a hit piece. People that know him, know his character. This is not at all the kind of man that he really is. So it's just crazy. I got a letter this morning from his attorney, a copy of a letter that he sent to AL.com, who is printing all of these accusations and making all of these charges, and basically saying, we're going to sue you if you don't retract these because they're not true. And I want to let your audience know, Roy Moore is not backing down. He's not giving in. He knows these are false accusations, and this is just making his supporters more emboldened to show up and get people to show up.
And you
know
what?
We're not going to let this go. I still think he's going to win.
I do too, Becky. I do too. And I think this is a teachable moment for the rest of the nation. And Alabamans, you have a good chance to teach the rest of the nation a civics lesson. Because, Becky, I think that the will of the people of Alabama who know this candidate, I know this candidate, I've met this man, I am telling you that this is something that is absolutely beyond the pale. Now, you mentioned Mitch McConnell. Folks, Mitch McConnell and, yes, Karl Rove. Karl Rove, these two actors have a pack that did not want Judge Roy Moore to be the nominee. They wanted Big Luther. They wanted Big Luther Strange to be the nominee. Yes. And he failed. This is certainly from them. But Becky, this is something I want you to address too. Now, this is a matter of gender here. And tell us, you being, of course, a lovely woman from Alabama and someone who understands how this card sometimes is played, what are some of the people in the women in your circle? How is that shaking out? How are you? How is this working? How are they taking all of this?
Well, again, I really believe the women in my circles, the women who are supporting Moore, they know him. He has never acted in this way. He's never been a big flirt or inappropriate in any way. It's just, it's unfathomable to think that this is real. And, you know, there was a great article that came out. The Conservative Tribune posted it, I believe, today or yesterday it was, that a woman who worked for him when she was a teenager back in the 70s talks about his character and said, that is not the man I worked for. And I was alone with him at times. He never, ever came on to me. He never made any passes or advances. She was there. She said that is not at all characteristic of the man that I know. And then if you saw the article on the Gateway Pundit, the stepson of one of the accusers is defending Moore, saying, I believe my stepmother is making this up. This did not happen. I'm so sorry, Judge Moore, for, you know, what she's saying. I don't believe it. I stand with you. You know, plus the fact that this first accuser worked for Joe Biden, is a supporter of Moore's opponent, Democratic opponent. It's so obvious. It's all lies.
When we return, Becky, I want you to give us some insight into Doug Jones, the type of it appears to me that the Republican Party, with Mitch McConnell at the head of it, and even, you know, Paul Ryan at the head of the House, the Speaker of the House, would rather have the Democrat now, for whatever reason, than they would to throw in behind Judge Roy Moore. I also, Becky, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Stay with me through the break. I also want to talk to Becky Gerritsen, who is my special guest in this bottom of this hour, headed toward the top of the hour here. She's in Alabama. She knows Judge Roy Moore. People have been around Judge Roy Moore. I know Judge Roy Moore. And I am telling you, we're trying to send this message to everyone who is calling for his ouster, that you are dealing with a man who does not have quit in him. He is a man of great courage. He has been tried. He has been tested on the issues that matter to people who understand the core values of grassroots. He's the man for the job, but for some reason, those who are in the swamp in Washington, D.C., do not want him. I want to talk to Becky Gerritsen when we return about the effect this could have on the Republican Party if somehow Mitch McConnell prevails in the pressure he's trying to put on this judge. I'm C.L. Bryant, coast to coast over Red State Talk Radio, throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of this planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. We'll return with more of the C.L. Bryant Show over Red State Talk Radio in just a moment.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities.
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Bert Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL back with you on this midweek day throughout the USA, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, America. Red State Talk Radio is where you're listening to me, and perhaps on terrestrial stations. Many terrestrial stations do carry the show, and also locally in my hometowns, the jeweled cities of the Arklatex. You can hear us again 5 to 7. Replay on the Promise 90.7 FM. And if you happen to be down on 42nd Street there in New York City between 7th and 10th, look up above Ripley's, believe it or not, and you will see on the billboard, the Red State Talk billboard above Ripley's, the C.L. Bryant Show. And yes, every hour on the hour, my face will pop up there as well. Thank you so much for coming along with us on this great American journey as we build this bridge to conversation throughout our nation. Joining me is my special guest, my good friend, and I can expect to hear from her every start of football season, especially when Auburn is playing. Woo-hoo! LSU. You can hear her sing War Eagle, and you can hear me saying Go Tigers. We both believe that Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide of Alabama are spawns of the devil. There is no question about it. Glad to have her on, but there are some other devilish things that are going on in our nation right now that we must address. And Becky, if in fact, somehow they enlist enough heat against Judge Moore to cause him to step aside, or if in fact they are successful in pushing this to a point where they have Jeff Sessions or something crazy happens, what do you think that kind of backlash is going to look like? What's it going to feel like here in America if that should happen, in your opinion?
I just can't even really go there in my mind. I don't think it's constitutional. These are accusations. There is no proof here of any of this happening. And I think there will be upheaval big time in Alabama if he wins and they try to keep him out. There's such a double standard here. When you think of men like Joe Biden, who are actively out there grabbing women on the backside, you know, young women, it's just kind of gross. But, you know, the media doesn't even seem to bat an eye at any of that. And here we have, you know, a 40-year-old accusation of something happening, which didn't even happen. You know, how is that going to keep him out of office? There will be a huge fight. I think you said it before I came on the air. You were talking about, you know, this is Alabama's fight. This is the people of Alabama, and no one else is going to tell us who we can have in that spot. The voters are the ones. We have the obligation to put the man in there that we want in there, And he's the one that we want in there. So I can't wait for December 12th to come along and see these results.
Oh, I think everybody in this country right now is waiting with bated breath to see what the next day, what the next hour is going to bring in this race. And Becky, I do have this concern that now that the president is back in the country, that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, the GOP, is going to try and put pressure on the president to join them in this fight. Now, I think that it would be a grave error on this president's part if he does join in this chorus. Now, when we look at the rest of the nation, I think that progressive liberalism, big government, the heavy hand of big government, do you see, and you and I have fought this fight against big government now for nearly 8 years. You and I, when we look at the heavy hand of big government, is this one of those, can you speak to the idea of how big government has tried to control your life? Because you have testified before Congress yourself. Is this a progression of what you've been through? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it definitely is. And let me just first of all say, being targeted by the IRS, our 501c4 was targeted, and we just won our lawsuit against the IRS about 2 weeks ago. That 4-year battle that we had in the courts finally came to an end. The IRS settled. They did admit that they did target conservatives. They had to sign a court order, really tying their hands on a lot of things. So we had a good victory, but I think with every passing year, we see government control getting stronger and stronger. And you just look at this primary that happened to replace Senator Sessions. The leadership in Washington wants someone they can control. They wanted Big Luther. Big Luther was the man who was appointed to sit in Sessions' seat until there was a vote. He was a D.C. lobbyist. He had all the buddies up there. Like I said, Mitch McConnell put in millions and millions of dollars to try to keep him in. He meddled in to our primary, and as Karl Rove and all of those guys up there, they want someone that they can control. And they know, I think they're terrified that if Moore wins, they cannot put a leash on that man. They cannot make him do what they want him to do. He's going to do what the people who sent him there want him to do. And we want them to fight back and support Trump's agenda. We want that. We're not seeing that with the Republican leadership right now.
And folks, I want you to hear very clearly what Becky Gerritsen is saying. Becky has just told you to stand up. What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to stand up in the face of big government trying to control your lives? That is un-American. That is a totally against the DNA of who we are as citizens in this nation. Becky has told you that she stood up along with our good friend Catherine Engelbrecht and others in this country against the IRS, the most menacing organization in the country. She stood up and she won. What does that say, Becky? It says that Americans can win if they will take back control of their government. What do you say?
I totally believe, and we're going to have a press conference called Women for More at 10:30 on Friday in Montgomery on the Capitol steps. Women coming out in support of Moore, and I will be circulating a petition as well. I'll do that online, and I'll send you a copy of that. You can put it out there. For women who want to stand up and say, we stand with Moore, we want them to sign their names. But there's even another side to this, CL, and that is women who truly have been abused or attacked in any way. These kind of accusations, false accusations, hurt the women who really do need to come forward at the time, when they have been violated. And I want women to stand up against false accusations so that women who really do stand up can be heard, and it won't just be pushed aside.
That is a very, very good point that you have made, because it's like calling everybody a racist, folks. Everybody's a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly when someone who is truly targeted with racism or bigotry comes forward, then it's like the boy who cried wolf. Nobody pays attention. That is an excellent point, Becky. What you do, what is happening here, is that the attention and the focus is being taken away from those who really have been abused. Becky Gerritsen, any way that people can get in touch with you, tell us about it. How can we help you? How can we support you? Tell everybody how to do that. And then I want to thank you so much for being on with me. Becky Gerritsen, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Well, I do have a Facebook page. It's a public figure page, Becky Gerritsen, and my last name is weird. It's spelled G-E-R-R-I-T-S-O-N. So like me there. I'll put the information on there. And I would encourage everyone to go to Roy Moore's page. Just Google it, because I don't know it off the top of my head, and donate to his campaign. Help us get the message out. I'm not working for his campaign, but I know that they are going to need money to be able to run their advertisements to combat these false accusations. And I think that would be the best way, to give directly to the candidate so they can spend the money where they know it needs to go.
Yes, by all means do that, folks, because the GOP has withdrawn their financial support. Like cowards, they have done that. Becky Gerritsen, God bless you. God keep you. Tell the family that I said hello, particularly tell my folks there in Alabama that I am thinking about them, and certainly want to come see them as soon as we possibly can. I'll be sending you something here real soon, Becky. In fact, I'll be calling you a little bit later on in the week. There are some things that we're wanting to do that I'm going to need your help with, and God bless you and God keep you. Talk to you soon, my good friend.
God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryan Show. We have been on with Becky Gerritsen there from Alabama, and she is leading the way in bringing some sanity to this argument that is surrounding Judge Roy Moore. And she has encouraged each and every one of you to stand up, be counted, and don't let the heavy hand of big government press you down as it is trying or attempting to press down the voters of Alabama.